Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul.
Of that song says, like the woman at the well, I was searching for things that could not satisfy. John chapter 4 tells us that story, Jesus' encounter with the Samaritan woman who was desperately looking for things in life as she was exposed by Jesus, desperately looking for things that would fill her empty heart. Her situation was love, acceptance, to be desired, to be wanted, and so she searched it out with man after man and husband after husband, and just seven, and the one she was with she wasn't married to, and just an emptiness apparently, because this one couldn't meet the need, and the next one couldn't meet the need, and the next couldn't. And we do the same. It may not be with a person or the relationship, but there are things that we pursue thinking this will be enough, this will satisfy, and we come up empty each time. And like that woman at the well, we search and we pursue, and we are left wanting. But we've come today to the one who can satisfy. Jesus says, if you'll drink of this water, you'll never thirst again. And so he calls us to come and to drink today. He calls us to come and set aside all of our vain pursuits that lead to more emptiness and more frustration and more loneliness and more shame, but that we would come to the one who completely and fully satisfies. And he is here for us today. He calls us to himself. So Lord, I pray that you give us hearts that would thirst for more of you.
Yes.
Lord, for some here today, maybe there's someone who just doesn't even feel that. There's no longing, no desire, no thirst. There just seems to be an emptiness. I pray, Lord, put that in us. Put the thirst, put the hunger, put the desire in our hearts. It is not of our own that we seek you. None seek after you. Only by your grace, dear God. So come, Lord, to us and give us what we need to seek after you, to desire more of you today. And Lord, we have been promised that if we seek you, we will find you. We search for you with all of our hearts. Promise that we will be satisfied in you. So, Lord, we come in faith today, and we ask, Lord, that you would just show yourself to us in a new way, a fresh way. Fill us, we pray. sweet Spirit of God. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Give you an opportunity to share your story and your song, your own story and song, and testimony. It'll be a long weekend if I have to do all the talking. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. Between now and Saturday morning, pick a time and share something with us. You've been here, most of you, for a little while, and we'd love to hear maybe what God has been speaking to your heart, maybe a verse that's come to life in a new way, maybe some victories God's given or some challenges that He's kind of put in your heart that you're gonna tackle, good things, maybe a song, but whatever God lays on your heart, we want to hear from you, and want you to feel free to do that. And so we'll do that in just a moment. So be ready, a couple of you, if you would just share your love for God. But why don't we pray, especially this morning, for Sister Martha Walfogle and Brother Gordon and Brother Phil and the family and the others in the family that had to leave and are home and dealing with that great need. I'm sure most of you, all of you, know that. The reason I'm here is because Brother Phil needed to go home and care for them. But let's look to the Lord on their behalf today. Dear Jesus. Dear Jesus. Dear Jesus. Bless the Lord. Brother Tom, would you lead in prayer for that need today? Dear Jesus. Dear Jesus. Dear Jesus.
In our hour of
God.
That we can come boldly into the throne of God. In mercy, find grace to help in time of need.
Yes.
So Lord, we thank you that we come to you on behalf of Sister Martha.
Jesus,
we ask you to
make
be a
refuge, real.
Strength, yes. Very yes. Present yes. Help. We pray that you would be there. You would
Jesus.
Minister to
Jesus.
Her. You would touch her, Lord. Lord, be glorified in her life.
Oh, yes,
God.
Lord.
And meet her
Jesus.
Every need at this time. Surely you've borne her sickness
yes.
And carried her pain.
Yes.
And we would be remiss not to believe in your great working on
yes.
The cross. But Lord, we take a stand to believe in you, for it's your call all the time. Faith is God's call all the time. If it whatsoever is not of faith is sin, you say in your word. But Lord, we arise and set our eyes looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross,
for our sake,
despising the shame.
Yes,
but now, O Lord, you're set at the right hand of the Father, ever living to make intercession for us.
Hallelujah.
And Lord, we know you're standing there in behalf of Sister Martha.
Yes, Lord.
And we agree together, in Father, in Jesus' name,
now,
that
God,
you stretch forth the hand and touch
come, Lord, oh,
and leave her. Meet the whole family at this time.
Jesus.
And glorify your name, O God.
Yes,
and
Lord,
let your will be done, O Father. Jesus. In Jesus' precious name.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Do it, Lord. Do it, oh God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we pray that you come to Brother Philip, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Brother Gordon, Lord, with your peace.
Yes,
and Lord. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit,
yes, Lord,
who is in the world today to be our peace, to be our comfort.
Yes.
And Lord, we agree together here this morning,
Jesus,
that you will come,
yes, Lord.
Come to,
yes,
them, Lord.
Lord.
Come to them, Lord, as
Jesus,
we are looking to you.
Jesus.
Lord, I pray that your peace will just flood their souls,
yes, Lord,
this morning.
Yes,
Lord. Lord, that your joy will be their strength,
Jesus,
for today.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Father, as
Hallelujah.
They look to
Hallelujah.
You, Lord, may they find that peace and that
yes,
rest.
Lord.
But you alone
yes, Lord.
Can give
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Jesus.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Sweep over their souls. Sweep
yes,
over their spirit, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God, may they sense the glory of your presence
Jesus.
And your peace.
Jesus,
Lord,
Lord,
hallelujah,
make yourself known, Jesus,
hallelujah,
hallelujah,
Jesus,
thank you.
Someone share what God puts on your heart this morning.
I was thinking, driving in today, of the message we heard last night, and I was thinking how important it is that we realize that God is able. Yes. You know the Nike slogan, just do it. Mm-hmm. And Barbara Bush had that same slogan years ago, just do it. And that's what we heard yesterday, that we can do it.
Yes. Yeah.
And with that verse, a verse came to me. He is able to subdue all things unto himself. And the picture there, as in this song, is a battle. And the enemy is subdued, in other words, yeah, brought down. And God is able to do that. What a verse to hang on to as we go back into the city. That sermon yesterday wasn't just for the kids, as we heard, that was for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Things, the enemies that are in our life, those little buggers that get us. Mm-hmm. He is able to subdue all things unto himself, and that is through the Holy Spirit, what we're studying these days.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit works through us to subdue, to bring those things down. All things unto himself. And so I encourage everyone, myself included, to appreciate that he is able. God is able. We do not have to fear. He is able to subdue all things unto himself.
Thank you.
Can you see the Bible number 16?
Number 16 in the white.
Thank you.
wonderful prayer that is.